change, visit climateconnections.org.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a very special episode.
Every week.
Exactly, like every week, but this is...
This is a favorite,
more
I think.
Specific.
Yeah.
We've included the music as part of it this time.
So, I guess... Stay tuned. We can reveal the topic a little later because we'll give a little teaser with the type of music we're going to be playing with this first one and regarding to the topic. But this one is called Pregnancy Download by Bi2 from their album My Wife is Drink Pain. So it's a little eccentric, but we'll start us strong. But anyways, take a listen.
Yeah. Fuori, musica dentro.
la música.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last song you just heard was called Vitamina H by TSVI from their album Mediterraneo. It's an EP. My bad. But this is drum and bass, and I really like listening to this one on my late night walks with my dog. So good.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. It got a little funky and like kind of Spanish. That was good. Yeah.
Very good. And then the one before that.
That was Dancing on My Own, Yoshiko by the artist TDJ. From the new album SBF Infini Genesis. So that was a bit of hardstyle, and I haven't listened to hardstyle too much, but for that song, I really like it, and I kind of want to get more into it.
Yeah, we apologize for some of the words said. It was only briefly, but we didn't know that it was going to be not clean. So if you heard that brief moment,
just pretend you never did.
Pretend you never did. That never happened.
Listen to the beats instead.
Yeah, the beats. Anyways... we're going to move on to the next song, which is called Patience, P-A-Y-S-H-U-N-C-E, by Shebad. It's kind of a dance one, so hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Sunrise, bang your head against the wall. Sunrise, bang your head. eyes, bang your head against the wall.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning in to Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was by Nia Archives, and it's called Sunrise, Bang Your Head Against the Wall, and it's the Mall Grab Headbanger remix. And for those of you who don't know, Nia Archives is very famous for her jungle music, so that was some jungle. And before that was Mini Skirt by Manuka Honey. And I think it's Latin American, Caribbean, industrial kind of electronic music. It was pretty cool. And yeah, right before that, we already introduced it, but it was called Patience by Shebad.
Pretty good as well. Anyways, mm-hmm. We're going to jump into our topic. You may have noticed there's a lot of EDM music this week. We tried to showcase a bunch of different types of EDM. EDM is electronic dance music, but it can encompass a bunch of different genres.
There's so many out there.
So many. It's so hard to classify most of these songs. But in general, there's ambient, drum and bass we played, electro, techno, trance, hardstyle. We played some J-core, breakcore as well with the Pregnancy Download. But yeah, there's just so many out there. And this week's topic is EDM, but its connection to neurodivergence. Specifically, more ADHD. But this was kind of inspired by my recent Cognigram test.
What is a Cognigram test?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Cognigram test, so essentially I started working a new job. I work in research as a research assistant right now, and we are being put on a bunch of different studies. And so one of them is called, actually, I don't think I'm allowed to say the name, but anyways, it tests for cognitive abilities of patients or of older patients before going into surgery. And so to test if they're eligible in the first place for participants, they have to do this test called the Cognigram test. And so it tests your learning ability, your attention, your memory. And it basically, it definitely is credible. It can't be used to diagnose things like ADHD, but it can be indicators of maybe trying to go get tested. But anyway, our manager, she let us, our assistants, do it as well. And I did it, and I got pretty normal in all the categories except for my attention.